is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The man suspected of shooting two Minnesota lawmakers, killing one, remains on the loose more than 36 hours after the shootings took place. Authorities searched a vehicle on a rural road they believe was his. And now, says Drew Evans with the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension,
we did find items of evidence in that car that are relevant to this investigation.
David Carlson is suspect Vance Belter's roommate.
He was a very giving person. No one would think he's capable of this. And he lived his life like that. And he was a Christian, and he went to church every Sunday. And whatever this was, he kept it well hidden from his wife and all that.
Jennifer Mayerly with CBS News Minnesota has more on the lawmaker killed, Minnesota Democratic State Representative Melissa Hortman.
A true public servant.
Senator Amy Klobuchar had dinner with Hortman just hours before she was killed. The two started together in politics as moms with young children. Hortman went on to become Speaker of the Minnesota House.
Ushering in everything from free school lunch to working with the governor and other leaders to do some landmark legislation on paid family leave.
Monday will be a fourth day of fighting between Israel and Iran, triggering fears of a lengthy conflict that could engulf the entire Middle East. Our Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
Right now, neither side is backing down. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is saying that Israel is going to continue to strike at the capital, Tehran, and all over Iran at nuclear sites. He said the goal is to disable Iran's nuclear and ballistic missile programs. For their part, the Iranians say more attacks on Israel with ballistic missiles are coming.
Flash flooding caused by torrential rains killed four people back here, including a three-year-old child in northern West Virginia, and rescue crews are searching for several missing people. Authorities say vehicles were swept into swollen creeks. CBS News meteorologist Andrew Kozak on where else we'll see rain through tomorrow.
Mid-Atlantic flooding all the way up through the Appalachians, Virginia, West Virginia, and Western PA. We're still watching some heavy rain through tonight and into Monday.
How to Train Your Dragon took flight at the box office this weekend.
Everything we know about dragons is wrong.
It took in $83 million to come in first place. Lilo and Stitch, which slipped to second place after topping the charts for three weekends. In all, that one has taken in $386 million. Materialists, which is a modern-day New York love story starring Dakota Johnson, Pedro Pascal, and Chris Evans, rounded out the top three films of the week with a $12 million debut. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Rock Legends, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Roger Daltrey is the frontman for the legendary rock band The Who. His principal at age 15 didn't think much of him.
With my back to him, he said, "You'll never make anything of your life, Daltrey." And that was it. If he hadn't have said that, maybe I wouldn't have made anything of my life.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. The Keys to Progress and Diversity, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Same-sex relations are a crime in 62 countries around the world. The nonprofit Rainbow Railroad helps to relocate LGBTQI plus people from terrible situations.
Once you're labeled LGBT, it's almost like a scarlet letter. Like, you walk around and someone can attack you at any moment.
Brought to you by Progressive. Protect your auto, home, and business with Progressive and get 24/7 coverage. See if you can save at progressive.com.
A lawmaker is addressing a growing concern for American agriculture.
Iowa Republican Congressman Zach Nunn has introduced federal legislation to help protect American agriculture from becoming a terrorist target.
So this is not a red or a blue issue. This is a national security issue.
Grant Kimberly farms hundreds of acres of corn and soybeans outside the tiny town of Maxwell, southeast of the college city of Ames, Iowa.
A country needs to have strong, safe, affordable food to be self-sufficient.
Two Chinese nationals in Michigan were recently charged with smuggling a fungus described as, quote, a potential agro-terrorism weapon into the U.S. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The Palazzo Maffi in Verona, Italy, released security video footage that shows a man and a woman taking pictures of each other while pretending to sit on Van Gogh's chair, one that was made by someone else. Then the man appears to slip and fall into the chair, crushing it. Museum officials say the couple fled. Matt Piper, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 59. Mostly sunny with highs in the low 70s on your Monday. On Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, mostly sunny at a high around 83. For Wednesday, more showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-70s. Right now, it's 62.
Mustang down. Oh, Lord. What I said now. Mustang. Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together. Must be the one.
pieces, tickets torn in half, memories in bits and pieces, traces of love. From her hair, souvenirs of days together, the ring she used to wear, pages from an old love letter, traces of love. Traces of love with me tonight. I close my eyes and say a prayer that in her heart she'll find a trace of love still there somewhere.
And timeless favorites. WRJN.
WRJN celebrates Independence Day this year as a proud 4th Fest sponsor, and you can help raise funds for the event by participating in the 4th Fest annual golf outing on June 28th at Ives Grove. Singles, couples, and foursomes are welcome. The fee is $120 per person and helps present all of the fun 4th Fest events. To reserve your spot, call Lou at 262-620-4274. Registration at 10, best ball starts at 11 as we prepare for 4th Fest.
Progressive knows owning a home can be hard, but not always. Like when you're relaxing on your patio, enjoying a nice quiet evening. So quiet. Except for the sound of the neighbor's party. Which you said you'd go to if you weren't busy. And your quiet night on the patio, that's not exactly busy, is it? Maybe you should just stay inside. At least Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare rates, so shopping for insurance is the easiest part of owning a home. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Baby, 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 I believe.
WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
Wow, thing. you. But I wanna know for sure. So come on, hold me tight.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. carefree devil eyes. She'd hold me close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. Cared for me and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. The next day she was gone and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
I was a fool, oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah,
poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool.
Little fool.
The last thing I remember, Doc, I started to swerve. And then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Yo.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Authorities in Sibley County, Minnesota, are searching the area where a vehicle was found belonging to the suspect identified in the targeted shootings of two Minnesota lawmakers and their spouses. Drew Evans is with the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension.
There's over 100 law enforcement officers and numerous SWAT teams that are in that area searching for him.
A state rep was shot and killed. A state senator was shot and wounded. Jennifer Mayerly is with CBS News Minnesota.
Lawmakers tell me they're scared for themselves and their colleagues. People coming here to the Capitol, they're heartbroken, some feeling on edge. Those in that rural community that's being searched say they're stunned that this is happening in their backyard. And police, they are fanning out and they are warning residents that they may be searching people's properties.
But there are fears over that because the suspect was dressed as a police officer when he shot at those lawmakers at their homes. Immigrants' rights advocates are still speaking out against ongoing raids by federal officials in the Los Angeles area. Correspondent Elise Preston is there.
Tensions remain high as immigration agents make more arrests in Southern California, raising anxiety and anger.
Dang, you got a lot of cars here.